Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday Wisdom. We're taking just kind of one word a day and just highlighting some scriptures on it. Now, this is not an exhaustive search, but it is real good. I did this with my kids years ago, trying to teach them about the Bible and all the words in the Bible. They mean something. Don't take anything lightly. So, and the words in the English language mean something. So today we're going to pick this up and going to be real good. First word today is actually two words they call long life. You know, if you're in a big family, my dad had 12 brothers and sisters, so did my father-in-law. So we had a lot of births and we had a lot of funerals, people coming, people going. And so what you were looking for, like, well, what does the Bible say about living long? Because, you know, if you go to, a funeral where somebody's died early or he didn't live a long life, like, what happened? Well, we need to find some scripture about that. The Bible says the mouth of two or three witnesses, the thing is established. So I got curious as a young boy. I want to find out what the Bible says about long life. You know, well, there's a lot of promises about length of days and long life in the Bible. So we're going to pick this up. Psalm 91, which is the great Psalm, Psalm 91, verse 14 through 16. Mm-hmm. Now, all these scriptures come out of the New Living Translation. That's my favorite translation. It's the one I preach out of. I still study my King James, study the New King James, Message Translation. I got a lot of different translations I like to study, but my favorite is the New Living Translation. That's what I'm reading from today. Psalm 91, verse 14 through 16. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Verse 16, God said, I will reward them. It's a reward. I will reward them with a long life. It's good to live a long life. I mean, I've always told my family, so I'm planning to live to hit at least 100. I had two aunts that lived to hit 100, and I think one lived to be 104. So we have long life in our family. And so I want to be as long as I can, get as much done as I can, because the treasure you have in heaven is based on the things you did here on earth to help people. So I want to stay as long as I can. I want to be the last person to leave the planet. So anyhow, God said, I'll reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Then Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord God has given you. You honor your mom and dad. This goes back to Ephesians 6, 1 through 4 as well in the New Testament. This is Exodus 20, verse 12. If you honor your father and mother, you will live a long, full life. Well, that's what I wanted to realize. I was trying to find some scriptures where God promised long life. I don't want to die early. I want to live long. I want to be here and get stuff done, help people, be a blessing, enjoy living. This is the third script. This is 1 Chronicles 29, 28. 1 Chronicles 29, 28, talking about King David. And he, King David, died at a ripe old age, having enjoyed long life, wealth, and honor. And then Solomon, his son, ruled in his place. I'm going to read it again. 1 Chronicles 29, 28. Then he, King David, died at a ripe old age. I'd like to live to be a ripe old age, having enjoyed long life. Lived to be a ripe old age, having enjoyed long life. So, man, I'm starting to get some scriptures together. Then Job 42, 17. Job 42, 17. And then he, Job, died an old man who had lived a long, full life. So there's four scriptures right there. What are you trying to do? Trying to find where God promised you can live a long, prosperous, full, happy, healthy life. So I like this. This is Psalm 34, Psalm 34, verse 12 through 14. Does anyone want to live a long life, live a life that is long and prosperous? He's asked, does anybody want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Well, yes, I do. I want to live a life that's long and prosperous. It says, then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil, do good, search for peace, and work to maintain it. when I taught high school years ago, had one Bible class called Biblical Worldview. And I found when I'd pick out words every now and then, we'd have the word for the day. And I Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers. They should be called the children of God. One translation says, blessed are the problem solvers. Your job, my job on this planet is to solve problems, fix things that aren't working, because Satan is the temporary god of this planet, but Jesus is Lord over everything. So Satan's not my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. I've been born again. I was taken out of the kingdom of darkness, placed in the kingdom of God as your son. So I'm looking for scriptures that promise that long life. Does anybody want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Well, I do. I want to live a life that's long and prosperous. Well, then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Life and death's in the power of the tongue. Life and death's in the power of the tongue. Watch what you say. Watch what you say about yourself. I mean, I grew up in a country family. They'd always brag on the front porch. I think I got that. I think I got that disease. I think I got that disease. And they try to out brag and out lie who's hurting the most, who's been the sick the most, who's suffering the most. Like, no, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I've been redeemed, the curse of the law, which is poverty, sickness, and death. God promises length of days and long lives. So that's what I want to go for. Proverbs 3:16. She, wisdom offers you long life, in her right hand, riches and honor in her left. What's wisdom going to bring me? Long life. Well, then wisdom's the principal thing. Proverbs 4:7, wisdom's the principal thing. Therefore, get yourself some wisdom. What do you need? Well, I need wisdom. How do you get it? Ask God. Have not because you ask not. What are you looking for? Long life. Give me wisdom to live a long, prosperous, blessed life in Jesus' name. Then Proverbs 22:4. True humility and fear of the Lord lead to riches, honor, and a long life. Well, what does that mean? Fear of God leads to a long life. So I prayed over my kids ever since we knew we were going to have a baby. We've had six. And I prayed every day. Father, I give you permission. Teach me and my family to fear you. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom is long life, riches, and honor. So what are you trying to do? Long life? How do you get that? You need to fear God. Fear God, you have a long life. I don't want to die early. I want to have a long life. I want to fear God. And that's the beginning of wisdom, the fear of God. That's so good. And then the last is Ephesians 6:3. This is a great, great passage. Ephesians 6:3. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well with you, and you will have a long life on earth. How do you get a long life on earth? We honor your mom and dad. And I've heard people would say, well, my mom and dad were mean and cruel and distant and drunk and whatever. Well, you're honoring the office. You honor the office of your mom and dad. Don't talk bad about them. Pray for them. I don't care if people say, those who do all manner of evil to you, pray for them. Pray for those who misuse you, abuse you. The Bible's full of scripture. Jesus said, pray for those that abuse and misuse you. Well, pray for them. God, take blindness in their mind, lighten the eyes to understanding. Send laborers across the path. Talk to them when they go to sleep, when they get up. Pray for those. And so what are you looking for? I want to live a long, successful, happy, prosperous life. God promises length of days. Now, this is just a smattering of scriptures, but it's enough to whet your appetite and get you started. So get your own Bible. If you've been having doubts or thoughts, you know, about the devil's always trying to lie. Well, I think I might die early. No, I'm not. I've always said I'm going to live a long time. And so I've outlived almost all my family. And it's like I think I buried both my parents, buried a wife, my sister. I buried uncles and aunts. I'm still here. But I've always believed I was going to live a long time. You get what you believe. You get what you think. Bible says, think on these things. Whatever is lovely, honest, just, praise of the good thought. People say, well, you're just a positive thinker. No, I'm a biblical thinker. I think what God says to think. Think on these things. Don't think on those other things. Those other things trying to exalt something against the knowledge of God. So let's learn to think about living a long time, being a blessing to many people, leaving our family better than we find them. Let's do it. Well, let's stick around. Okay. Let's not leave early. I pray God gifted grace on you today. With long life, God's going to satisfy us and show us salvation. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.